You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what do you heard? Yeah. You might call? Yeah. We're right across the hall from each other, so it's pretty regular, multiple times a day.
So that was John Harbaugh the other day. It is Friday. The trade deadline is Tuesday. We probably don't see anything between now and Sunday because teams are getting ready for games, but I bet you it starts heating up on Monday. The Ravens had two sacks yesterday. They also forced another intentional grounding. The sacks were split by four people. Travis Jones, yeah. Mike Green, Brent Urban, and David Ajabo each had a half sack in this game. So, feeling any better about the pass rush, and what about the deadline coming on Tuesday?
I think defensive line is the biggest issue with this football team, and it's not even remotely close. They don't have a pass rush. I mean, what, 10 total pressures, 5 QB hits, and it's okay, 7 hurries.
A lot of it's from blitzing,
it's
though.
Bad offensive line. It's not individuals really getting home. There's no one who's going to keep you up at night. I really liked what we saw from Travis Jones, but I mean, him as a one-man band interior. I just, there's no there. And there's no cavalry coming from within.
Carl Lawson, Jason.
Yeah, like I said. So, you know, I think it's a major issue, and I don't think they're winning in the playoffs with this kind of D-line, and that's not a great offensive line, and that's a quarterback who, I mean, let's face it, I feel like he sacked himself twice. Like, if they have to go on the road and play a real team, and that's going to happen in the playoffs. Like, the Colts offense, that's a real offense. You can say whatever you want to say about Daniel Jones in the past. Daniel Jones, with this infrastructure, is putting up yards for good reason. And if you have to go there in that dome with no pass rush, you're in trouble. If you have to go to altitude and play Denver on the road with no pass rush, you're in trouble. We already know about Buffalo and Kansas City. So I think it's a massive issue. And I think you can kid yourself into like the last couple of weeks and winning games despite it. But you're not beating three good teams in a row in January with this group. You're not, you keep going into games with three edge and four D tackles. Like, come on.
It's just less than paper thin with this D line and edge. And
it's non-existent.
And we thought heading into the year, even with everyone healthy and Nnamdi Matabike healthy, that this could be an issue. Just to put in perspective of where the Ravens are at, Taven Bryan was a practice squad elevation last night and played 41% of the snaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
David Ajabo, who was seen as on the roster bubble during training
half
camp,
sack bump,
played 55% of the snaps. CJ Okoye's, like, They need help in a desperate way along the D-line and at edge.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
To your point, they need
to make multiple moves.
They need run stuffing help too. Yeah, you're right. Then like D line, they like last night when that game was in doubt, they couldn't stop the run, couldn't stop the pass. Other than that, everything was fine. Like there were periods of time where, which we've seen throughout the year, where they look like a sieve offensively. Now, granted, they bowed up in the red zone. They made some stops. The Dolphins kind of they made mistakes on their own, but. There is room for improvement.
Dude, a 20% pressure rate against that offensive line. Like, I mean, again, and they're probably going to have, well, they're definitely going to have to go on the road. Because even if they run the table, it gets them the division, but yeah, it's going to be teams winning 11, 12 games in this conference. So multiple teams, maybe three.
If they run the table, they go 12-5. Yeah. So,
well, they're not running.
And
you're not going to win tiebreakers.
And even if they're 12-5, they're still behind Kansas City and they're behind Buffalo if they're at 12. And I got news for you. In that division, the Colts might win 13. So you still, like I said, you're still probably three teams in front of you.
Here's a scenario for you, though. How about they run the table, but the Patriots beat the Bills in the division, and the Bills are the wild card, but they own the tiebreaker against the Patriots? I don't think it's happening, but there's a world where the Patriots have the easiest schedule left. Like there's a world where and what if the Bills lose to the Chiefs this weekend? There's a world where the Patriots might win that division.
But the Bills have a tiebreaker with the Ravens.
Yes, so but if they're the wild card and the Ravens are division winner, the tiebreaker doesn't apply.
Oh, you're talking about just home and road.
Yeah.
Okay. They need a pass rush. Yeah.
I know, I went 3D math, but
they need multiple defensive linemen. And one of them, I think, needs to have some quality to him, some ability to get home that is surpassing what's on their current roster. Again, that's not a super high bar to clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has to happen.
Here's the crazy thing, because this is not baseball. Can they? Because I think they need to make, at the very least, if they're not going to make big swings, I think they need to trade for a guard. I think they need to trade for a run stuffer and some sort of pass rusher.
Yeah.
But can they make is it possible? Sure. That would be four total trades.
We saw them.
There's no limit.
We saw them.
I know there's no, but we don't see that in the league, is what I'm saying.
We saw them. I think Howie's done
it before. We've seen people do it.
Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, and Deontay Johnson. There were two deals.
That's two.
Those were good.
That's more than one.
Yeah, it leaves a lot to be desired. They do not have a pass rush.
No.
They have the ability to occasionally get off the field from a blitz. That's what they have.
Their biggest weapon is, where's Kyle Hamilton coming from on the blitz? Like, it's not the edge guys. It's, where's Kyle Hamilton coming from? And Kyle Hamilton,
to tell you, a defensive back would be the best pass rusher on this team. Hell, and
at me. Yeah, but you don't think. You said Marlon Humphrey.
Then you said Marlon Humphrey.
I said Marlon Humphrey.
I said, if it's not Marlon, it's going to be from the secondary.
And you don't think he's a defensive back, so.
And again,
what do you mean, I don't think
you think he's a linebacker?
Marlon?
No, Kyle.
They list him as a safety. He got paid as a safety.
I know.
If you had a franchise tag him, guess what? Your franchise tag him as a safety.
Marlon Humphrey has one quarterback hit.
Yeah. He's getting there. It's close.
Still saving it, Bone.
Hey, he's only two sacks behind the team leader.
They're saving it.
He just needs one good game.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, time for some bounce back, fall back as we head into the weekend. Bone asks us questions we answer next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.